So going back, being a city girl, when I arrived here in 54, I went to someone's home and I said, I'd like to use the phone. Phone? You haven't any phone. You mean you haven't got a phone? No, you can't get a phone. You have to have what's called juice to get a phone. And I learned that the phone company was about a 12-by-15 room downtown owned by one man, and I think two women were his operators. If they happened to be out to lunch, you didn't get any service. So that was a joke. But the nice thing about it was, if you saw a telephone line going into any kind of a building, you just knocked and said, may I use the phone? Certainly, there was no hesitation. Come right in and use it. Nobody might. And the friendliness was something I never knew. Again, being a city girl, you know, you're very careful. You don't open your door to everybody. You don't say hello to everybody. But here, everybody said hello to everybody. We never went into a dining room that you didn't know almost everybody in the room. So it was a very pleasant life. There was much a person who had any foresight or any knowledge of what had gone before would know that this town was destined for growth, and there were many fortunes made, and they were made in real estate. They were not made in gambling, and you don't make money just working for a living. Most of the money in this town was made in real estate, and it certainly did go like wildfire.